The question was asked if one is at a Shabbos table and one's wife and her father are having an argument, is one supposed to take sides? Protect his wife's honor, protect her dad's honor. What's one supposed to do? So the general rule is, butt out. You don't begin to understand what's going on between your wife and her father.
Your father.
Okay, so between her and her father, the recommendation is, leave them to themselves. Try to stay out of the family squabbles, because it's a lose-lose situation for you. Whoever side you're going to take, you're going to lose. If they try to bring you into it, try to stay out of it. There can be instances where if one's wife is getting out of hand and she's yelling at her father and she's being completely disrespectful, so sometimes depending on the relationship and depending on the scenario, but there can be a situation where you ask your wife, could we talk in the bedroom for a second? And you go to the bedroom and you say, look, I know you're upset at your father and I don't mean to take sides, but I really think that because of the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, even if your father's wrong, that we should maybe postpone the conversation so that things are less heated. Meaning you don't want to rebuke your wife, because that's not usually not a good idea. Yeah, but maybe it is your job as a husband to tell her, you know, I would rather if we hold off on this. You know, the kids are listening, and maybe we should reconsider. Maybe we should ask a Shiloh whether it's right to be so forceful in arguing with our father. There's a gentle way to try and put the brakes. Meaning, as a husband, depending on the relationship, depending on where you're holding, but there will be instances where it is your job to say, I don't think it's right to talk to your father that way. And I even though you might be right on the point, let's hold off with the conversation. Do you mind if we find a way to postpone the conversation when things are less heated? I think it's important to do it gently and not in front of other people. But I do think there will be times when it's fair to do that. Be prepared, she'll do the same thing to you. And you should be honest enough and fair enough with one another that you can do it fairly and be appreciative. It shouldn't hurt your relationship. If it'll hurt your relationship, then stay out of it. You don't have to hurt your relationship to start telling her about Kibud Av V'Aim. That's not. There's also a difference between the beginning of the relationship and later on in the relationship. There's also a difference between when you're on good terms with your wife or you're in the middle of a spat. If you're in the middle of a spat, stay out of it. Don't deal. But if things are all hunky-dory and you feel like she's going to be willing to hear it from you because you're a fair outside party, so then there are times that, and there are relationships where that is legitimate. Again, that's a very specific question depending on the relationship. If she's having an argument with your own dad, so the general rule is you're supposed to be loyal to your wife. That doesn't mean to back her on ridiculous things. That just means you shouldn't go out against her publicly. But you can tell her, look, let's discuss this privately and let's think it through together. You can try to postpone the conversation. It's always legitimate to say, Dad, look, I know this is my wife's position. Let's talk it over. Let's think it over. Let's push off this conversation. And usually you can get a more calm response. I always recommend that couples make a pact between themselves that whenever we have to disagree with a parent, so then the child will disagree with their own parent. Meaning you will hold the fort when it comes to arguing with your parents, and she will hold the fort when it comes to arguing with her parents. Even though it might be that the argument is yours against her parents. Her parents want something which really you're against. She doesn't mind what they're asking. But I give a classical example that you're sitting at her parents' house and you're in the middle of the Shabbos meal and her parents start whispering to one another and her mother giggles and her father laughs and suddenly her father says, listen, Yaakov, we have a little surprise for you. And you look up and her parents say, well, Mom and I, we spent 5,000 shekel and we purchased tickets for you and us to go to Hawaii for next weekend, next Shabbos, on the Hawaiian beach, sipping martinis. It would be magnificent. We order tickets next Thursday morning. We fly out. We come back Monday morning. And don't worry about the bill. We covered the airfare and we covered the hotel costs, and that those beaches are magnificent. And you're about to vomit everything you just ate. And you're about to choke on the spoonful of soup you just put in your mouth. And what do? You smile and say, wow, that's so considerate. You guys think of everything. That's so amazing. And you end the meal and you go to the room together with your wife. And she looks at you and says, Yaakov, are you out of your mind? Us in Hawaii? You're not allowed to see women in bathing suits. What are we going to do in Hawaii? What are you talking about? You look at her and say, I know, and I have my tests. My finals are on Thursday. There's no way I could board that flight on Thursday. They didn't ask us before they bought the tickets. So she says, Yaakov, so what were you thinking? And the answer is, I was thinking that you and I will talk about it now, and then you'll go back and talk to your parents about why it doesn't work. That's the deal a couple has to make between themselves, that when something surprising comes up, I don't fight her parents, she doesn't fight my parents. We go and talk about it in private, and then she comes back and tells her parents, Mom, Dad, I don't know how to say this, but I have my nurse's exam Thursday morning. She doesn't throw the book at him. She says, look, Thursday morning I have that exam. Friday morning, I have the interview in the position that I'm hoping to take. And we don't know because you guys went all out and you wanted to do something that was great for us. And there's no way that we can make this work. So you don't take them head on. You don't say, hey guys, don't get me a ticket to Hawaii and talk to me before you set dates or where you're going to take me to. You don't do that. You come in a roundabout way, you be diplomatic, and she finds a way to tell them why it doesn't work for her. And that's a rule I always recommend that couples make this deal between themselves when they're engaged. Because there are so many issues that come up when you're engaged.
Like what?
I'll tell you a true story. There was a couple who came to meet the girl's parents. And they take out the wedding invitation. You know, today they have this new thing that they take a letter from his name, a letter from her name, and a letter from the last name. They make something artistic out of the three letters together. And that's like supposed to be their emblem. The family name, the last name.
Oh, okay.
So they take the letters, they put them together, and they form a shape, and they make them in some artistic fashion. So they give them the wedding invitation, and they say, we got the top artist, and look at what he made. So he holds it flat out in front of him, and he says, wow, it's magnificent, it's amazing, it's gorgeous. And then her parents are beaming, and they walk off to the place they're supposed to meet, and they leave the couple behind. So she looks at him and says, you think that's gorgeous? He says to her, I didn't know which side was up. I held it flat, they gave it to me. What was I supposed to say? I didn't know how I was supposed to look at it, so I held it the way they gave it. I was hoping they wouldn't notice in the dark. But what am I going to fight them over this? That's what they wanted, so okay, you know. So she says, but it's disgusting. It looks like a spider on our wedding invitation. So he says, so? You want to... They think it's gorgeous. Are we going to fight them over it? She says, it's my name on that invitation. He says, you want to argue with them? You could. I wouldn't if they're happy with it. So you'll have a little spider on your wedding invitation. So, you know. So, in that case, she gave in. But had she decided, no way I'm doing that. So the agreement was, she goes and she talks to her parents. And the inverse is true, you know, if it's his parents, so he goes and talks to them. We had a couple who, the father was wheelchair bound. And so his parents were always looking for a hall that was wheelchair accessible. So that his father could come in a respectable way to the hall. Well, none of the halls they found were favorable to the kala, to the girl. She didn't like any of those. She only liked halls which were not wheelchair accessible. So now, I'm not going to go fighting with a kala telling her she should accept their hall. I definitely thought that at the time, but I didn't think it was my place to come and tell her that. But what I did tell him is that he has to bite the bullet. He has to be the one to discuss with his parents why they don't like this hall and they don't like that hall. She shouldn't be standing fighting his parents. It's her issue, but they're a couple now. So whatever they agree on together is their unified front, their unified position. And if they have to discuss it with his parents, he has to discuss it with his parents. He might not agree with her, so that's their problem. So he and her, they have to become a unified front. They have to decide what their position is. If he can convince her that they have to give in because, you know, his father deserves the right to access the hall in a respectable way. Good. And if she says, yeah, but those halls are anathema to me, and how could I ever get married in those halls? And I'd never be comfortable and be embarrassed in front of all my friends. And she gives him this whole spiel about why she can't get married in those halls. Okay, so then he's got to decide what he's going to do. But as a unified front, if he lets her face his parents, he's letting her destroy her relationship with them for life. Or at least potentially. They love him. He's their flesh and blood. Whatever happens in the end, they'll love him. She's the newcomer.
Simpler just to find a new color. Do you think that that's something to, like, a woman who, you know, we're not talking about, like, getting married in, like, a basement versus a wedding, probably, like, you know, generally, like, a more luxurious kind of setting that we're talking about here, but someone who would be, like, willing to essentially oust, like, groom's father from the proceedings from being inaccessible for the sake of, like, the aura. That seems very gosh, low kind of.
You don't know who he is.
I wasn't kidding when I said find a new color. When someone like that said, I don't, you know, a hall is more important to me than your father being able to come with honor, I'd say, okay, I need to find a new wife.
Okay.
Those are your midot, then we're not.
Okay.
I'm saying not to look for other ones or whatever, but, like, if it's down to, you know, the zero, these are all the options or something. Then, so. Okay. Or my question.